From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Go for main engine start. Main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of the space shuttle.
Some of you have lived with NASA through some of the worst days we can have, and today you had a chance to live through one of the better ones that we can have. In fact, they don't get much better than this, and we're pretty happy.
There was no evidence of foul play. The postmortem examination revealed that Mr. Lay had severe coronary artery disease. There was evidence that he had had a heart attack in the past.
I think the Court of Appeals made the right decision. Marriage between a man and a woman has been the law of New York State since the beginning of this state, and any changes to that should be made by the elected officials, the legislators working with the executives.
It is so unacceptable, and it's so weak, that it may give the gay rights community some traction in going to the legislature.
I think the only way forward for Mexico, regardless of who wins, is to call for a vote-by-vote recount, because otherwise, whoever it finally comes out of the count as the winner will be suspect if every vote is not reviewed. There will be a question of legitimacy, a cloud of illegitimacy cast over the next president.
We always negotiate it, so eventually we're going to anyway. So what's the point in hammering now into Gaza and just causing more hatred and just being inhumane?
I don't want to sound like I like blood and I like to kill, but we don't have any other choice.
The five of us, Russia, South Korea, Japan, China, and the United States, spoke with one voice about the rocket launches, and we will work together to continue to remind the leader of North Korea that there is a better way forward for his people.